visiting today with Sarah Howard from Altus. She's one of our area stars in agriscience. Sarah, tell us a little bit about your project.
So recently I've been working with a PIM, or Raspberry Pi Python Imaging Camera, and it basically identifies weed life in a field to help with chemical spraying and fertilizer use. Before that, I was working with a nanotechnology called ferrofluid to clean up oil spills, both oceanic and on land.
So what inspired you to do these kinds of projects?
Articles that I've read from MIT and other agricultural experiments, those seemed really interesting to me, and I wanted to see the results for myself.
So who all helped you along the way with this project?
My dad, Bron Howard, helped with programming the camera and collection of materials. My ag teacher helped as a mentor and just basically a cheerleader.
Sure.
Yeah. He's always on your side, and I find that really inspiring. And my mom helped me to proofread the written reports to make sure that I was making sense.
Well, I'm guessing they probably learned some stuff they didn't know about either along this process.
Yeah, there was some stuff that all of us learned together, but it was really fascinating. I was the first one for my chapter to do agriscience, and so it's been a large learning process, not just with the experiments, but the process overall.
Yeah. Is this going to be a project that you could use going forward?
I believe it is a project that I can use going forward, and I'm working on being able to implement it in our machinery at home and around the state, if possible.
So let's talk a little bit about the actual progress of the project. So when you got through and found out that this worked, how is this actually implemented?
So the implementation process is slow right now because the software and technology is still being developed. But we use the facial recognition that you have on your phone, and we feed it a ton of pictures of plants that we want it to identify: goosegrass, devil's claw, henbit, and we cause it to where it knows what those look like. So when we feed it a video or another picture, it can pick out which plants we want it to know, and it can even identify cotton so it doesn't pick that up and cause it to be a harmful botanical pest.
So once it identifies the pest, what happens?
Well, you can use it to mark it on your GPS, or there are some spray rigs that just pick it up and it'll go to whichever boon or spray tip that it has, and it'll do that plant directly. We're working on that technology and working with the GPS right now. There's something called Green Seeker that's currently used in John Deere that's very similar and has already been implemented.
So this is something that could go on for years and years and years and help a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. And it saves gas, fertilizer, chemical. It could save a lot of farmers a lot of money.
Yeah, which they need.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career, Sarah. Talk about you're a senior now, so what all did you get started doing and what have you been doing?
I did public speaking my freshman year. I did agriscience for the last 4 years, science quiz bowl for the last 3 years, as well as being a chapter officer for the last 2 years.
What are some things that FFA has taught you throughout this process?
FFA has taught me that mistakes are okay. Making mistakes is something that you learn from and you move forward, and I feel like that's something a lot of people don't learn until they're older. And it's also helped me to be able to communicate more effectively with a variety of different people.
And I feel like FFA is really good at teaching you responsibility.
Yes. Responsibility is definitely a key aspect, especially when you do mess up. You have to figure out what happened and take responsibility. You can't blame somebody else. And I feel like that's a very important aspect to learning and growing as a person, as well as just in your different projects and experiments and everything else.
So what's up next for you?
I'm going to attend Oklahoma State University in the fall to pursue a degree in agriculture, communications, and business to serve my community better in the future.
All right, Ms. Sarah, well, thank you so much for visiting with us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ms. Casey.
Visiting again with Sarah Howard from the Altus FFA chapter, one of our stars in agriscience. I'm Casey Shepherd for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.